This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. Good morning. I'm Mark Purcell. I'm glad to have you along. And glad to have in the studio with me the executive director of Wordplay. Libby Hunter is the executive director and co-founder of Wordplay and is in the studio with me this morning. Good morning, Libby.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks so much for having me here today.
Now, I understand from an article I read in Soapbox, the online magazine, that this whole idea for Wordplay and this whole organization began when you had an argument with kids, I guess, is a polite way to say it.
Yeah, it definitely did. So I'm a longtime resident of Northside and have been involved in community development as a realtor for quite a while now and working on a condo project at a sort of notorious corner across the street from a park in Northside where kids tend to congregate and are acting like thugs these days. Yeah, an unfortunate rock-throwing incident at one of my clients. So I went over, confronted the kids. It was a very tense, heated argument at first with everybody up in my face defending themselves. But once things died down and I was able to just start to talk to them about their neighborhood, their community, how they feel about living there, their safety, what they can do in their free time, a really interesting conversation came out of it. I found they just wanted to entertain me. They just wanted to be engaged. They're very happy to have the attention of a grown-up, but what really came out of it is that these kids don't find that there's anything that draws them in their free time. So talking to good friend and co-founder Alyssa Yancey the very next day, she's a longtime Northsider as well and well knows what I was talking about. We decided we really need to go out and find something effective for these kids to partake in.
And this isn't just talking about, oh, let's put up a basketball hoop here. This is really feeding the minds and helping these kids in numerous ways. Wordplay, as I mentioned in the introduction, a collaborative literacy effort, but it's also a gathering place for these kids, a place to go, a safe place to go. You talk about the, what do they call it, the third place?
Yes, exactly. And that's what Elissa and I realized, that's the true recipe, we think, to a successful organization in Northside to meet these kids' needs. Third place programming for the children that are not being supported in the school, not being supported at home, we're going to provide that alternative location where they're going to feel welcomed. It's going to become a community, ultimately targeting literacy through creative writing and collaborative arts programs. But it's going to be unlike anything else out there, a very controlled environment. She's a longtime educator, and I have a long history in social service work, so we well know issues like this and have seen other organizations come and go. We really are truly grassroots trying to meet the needs of those kids, but again, in a very unique, effective way.
So talk about the different angles and the different programs that you have for the kids that you're trying to engage and enlighten them.
Yes, absolutely. So there are two main prongs to what we do. We have three partner schools initially through Cincinnati Public, two elementary schools, Chase Elementary, which is in our backyard in Northside, and what will be the new Parker Woods Elementary coming to Northside later this fall. We will send tutors in for focused literacy effort and then also for some creative programs. We're bringing back pen pals, which we think is really exciting, encouraging children to physically write, to communicate. We're partnering with the Sister City Association to work with our international sister cities and have the children exchange letters, and then also Aiken Junior and Senior High School. So we're going to be helping their graduating seniors with college essay writing initially and expanding our programs from there. That's the school side of things. Then we also have our own writing center located in the heart of Northside. And we will welcome children in the after-school hours for tutoring and one-on-one reading time. It's very, very critical. And then they can move on to the creative writing and collaborative arts programs. In the evenings, we'll be holding very highly specialized workshops in not just the literary arts, but collaborative arts, visual and performing as well. We really want to bring a multimedia approach to these children. And then we will have Saturday programs as well.
It sounds like quite a bit of work, but you're relying quite a bit on volunteers.
We are, yes, yes. We're entirely volunteer at this point. Again, this idea has blossomed just really in the last year and a half and has truly taken off just since January. Over 150 people already have donated their efforts to Wordplay, and it's really exciting to see the community support. Grants hopefully will be coming down the road, but right now we are really relying heavily on our very dedicated volunteers to come in and, again, meet those children's needs one-on-one. That's where the true magic happens, is when these kids can get that individualized attention.
And that's very important. In some of the material I was reading before the interview, it talks about how that contact, that exchange of passion, one-on-one is really what benefits the kids.
It truly is. And first of all, we are most targeting the kids that need help with literacy. We want everyone to understand we're open to children of all skill levels, all abilities from across Cincinnati. And right now, though, targeting that literacy effort is huge. We're part of the Strive partnership locally that is a major player in the regional grade level reading initiative. It is so critical to have these kids reading proficiently by grades 3 and 4 so that then they can stay with their peers, graduate, and have a chance of a much brighter future. About 70% of children that are not reading proficiently don't graduate on time, and many of them don't graduate at all. So the future is a lot less bright for those kids.
Yeah, we've heard a lot about that with our American Graduate initiative here with
yes.
WBXU and CET, the importance of the literacy, and this mm-hmm. seems to feed right into that as it goes along. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the Strive partnership. But you have many partnerships. This truly is a collaborative effort. Were you surprised how many people jumped on board right away when you came up with Wordplay?
You know, actually, Wordplay was founded that way. Funny enough, after that ugly rock-throwing incident, I truly thought that our first course of action, and maybe our only course of action, was going to be just to organize a community forum. I started researching the very next day what players should come to the table, who is actively working with urban youth, who's already got a stake in the game, and even what individuals might be interested in being part of that conversation. It quickly blossomed into our organization forming, but also forming in a collaborative model. Collective impact is the main buzzword these days that you hear in the nonprofit world, but it's for a good reason. I think if we link arms with these existing organizations, we're serving a similar population and we have like-minded missions, then by joining our efforts, we're only going to help enhance what each organization can achieve. So we were very, very happy again to partner with Cincinnati Public this summer in their fifth quarter program, and that was also with the Boys and Girls Club. We've got other fantastic partners like the Literacy Network. Again, I mentioned Strive. YouGive that mobilizes high school students for community service. So many fantastic ones. I can't go through the whole list. So we do feel very, very fortunate to have had this coalesce so quickly.
So if someone wants to help out, I know donations are always welcome, and you will actually find a link to the Wordplay website at our website, wvxu.org. But you're also looking for volunteers, and you mentioned there's a little bit of training. This isn't just going in and reading Dr. Seuss book to somebody.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And we do get a lot of requests from people to volunteer, or where they might want to bring in, you know, a group of friends for a one day type thing. It's really not going to work that way. We have been partnering with the Literacy Network for one. They've been very, very helpful in helping us train tutors. But we're developing our own tutor training now as well. Very intensive to get people up to speed on literacy issues. And then also just how Wordplay works, what our creative writing projects are about, how to prompt that in a child, and especially for the background check that's required for everybody working with the children, of course. So we've got a little bit of a bottleneck right now where we've got folks that really want to help, but we have to make sure we do our due diligence, get really great people in there. But we do have behind-the-scenes work as well that people can do if they want to get involved faster.
So Wordplay underway. What do you see in the future of Wordplay? Just getting bigger?
You know, we do. We've got to grow very, very carefully. Just from our grand opening alone, we had three other schools approach us. We had other principals there that wanted our services, which is really exciting. We would love to say yes to everybody. We hope to have a roster of 200 active tutors by the end of the year, which is really exciting and I think also very doable. And we have a five-year growth plan to serve 5,000 kids annually. So we will be in more classrooms. We're going to be in more schools. But again, we need those volunteers. Right now, they are every bit as valuable as the donations to us.
Well, wonderful work you're doing there in Northside and beyond, and thank you for sharing, Libby.
Thank you so much. Very, very happy to be here.
Libby Hunter, the executive director of Wordplay, the collaborative literacy effort that's happening in Northside, but already beginning to grow. You can find out more about Wordplay and how they're helping children find their voices through literacy and creative expression on the Wordplay website. You can find a link to that at wvxu.org. Thanks again, Libby.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.